You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Why a promising and potent cancer therapy isn't used in the U.S. A cancer treatment called carbon ion therapy is being hailed as the next horizon of cancer care. About 22,000 patients around the world have received it, but zero have been in the U.S., the country that created it. Why? Because while other countries have invested public money in the technology, American proponents of carbon ions have been unable to garner federal or private backing. An old Instagram hoax fooled a bunch of celebrities. A popular myth arose once again on Instagram yesterday as celebrities like Martha Stewart and U.S. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry reposted a typo-ridden meme that claimed a new rule would soon allow Instagram to use your photos in court cases in litigation against you. That claim was a hoax, as it has been since it first appeared on Facebook in 2012. And now for today's fast fact. $400 billion. A new study says by 2040, building seawalls for storm surge protection for U.S. coastal cities will require at least $400 billion. That's roughly what it costs to build 47,000 miles of the interstate highway system in today's dollars. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.